Wilco. Good, thank you. All things considered.
All things considered, it is a very weird time. Everyone's very stressed. And I wanted to chat to you in regards to, it's very confusing sometimes the wording, and this is not a slight at the government. They have to be very particular with exactly how they word things. But when it comes to repairs to your house, you can actually get plumbing work done if you need it.
That is absolutely correct. So plumbing work for repairs and urgent maintenance work can be done as an essential service. So
yeah.
Plumbers are actually considered an essential service for that sort of thing. And I don't know whether you know the breadth of what a plumber does, but, you know, they do burst pipes, hot water breakdowns, hot water maintenance for large multi-unit buildings, drainage. So if you have sewer blockages, sewer repairs, stormwater pump repairs, all that sort of thing.
We had a plumber out to fix all of our aircon piping that was all the water that was feeding into the aircon, which I didn't even know that was a plumber's job.
Well, that's right. They do gas work as well, but they do roofing. So roofing repairs in terms of essential services includes where if nothing is done, it will cause significant damage to the property.
Yeah.
So that sort of thing is urgent. And any other critical maintenance that requires a plumber that, you know, protects the public health and safety, basically.
It's really important to note that down. It also is because you don't know in these times what you can and can't do. That's why we're trying to remind everybody what you can and can't do, and it's an evolving situation. Yeah. There, it also opens the door a little bit for people who aren't great scammers, if you will, who might be preying on people who are looking for services at the moment.
That is right, because it's, you know, an extra stressful time at the moment. We've got so many more people working from home. We've got kids at home. We've got the whole family unit basically at home. And so anything that happens in terms of a plumbing issue can be, you know, that extra stress that sort of is a straw that breaks the camel's back. And people can just hop online or pick up a fridge magnet from a, you know, magazine or something and not do proper due diligence when they're choosing a plumber. And we've had a stream of complaints about problem plumbers in the ACT, and I'm quite shocked, actually, because I've been in this position since the start of the year and I'm new to the industry. And I'm very shocked at the number of complaints that we get about unethical plumbing practices.
And during this time, there's going to be a lot of amplified plumbing issues because of how much people are at home longer. You know what I mean? We're using power more.
Yeah.
We're also going to the toot a lot more. We're using the sinks a lot more because we're just at home.
Absolutely. So, you know, it's extra important that people do their checks properly before they take on a plumber. When I say they need to do their checks, what I mean by that is plumbing is a licensed trade, so it's one of only three licensed trades. It takes 6 years, 5 to 6 years of training to get to the point where you're fully licensed. We've got about 1,700 licensed plumbers in the ACT and about 130 plumbing company licenses in the ACT. So there's a lot to choose from. And when you're choosing a plumber, you really do need to make sure that you've checked their individual plumbing license, their company license if they've got one, their work cover insurance, their public liability insurance. With our plumbers, members of Master Plumbers, they also sign up to our code of ethics and to this brand new consumer protection benefit that we've just implemented, which is our $5,000 consumer guarantee. And
that's
basically an insurance for consumers. So if they have any issues with work and it involves one of our member plumbers, then we follow that up directly and we'll sort it out.
That sounds so great to have that consumer guarantee there. So you've got to make sure you look up for the Master Plumbers Association in the ACT. It is sad to hear that in this time people are scamming people when they're vulnerable and feeling a bit scared and they're not doing all the checks that they normally would. So it's great to have that there. What is the website, Claire?
So it's masterplumbersact.asn.au.
Yep. And just Google Master Plumbers ACT if you can't remember that, like I can't remember anything, and it'll come up. Claire, thank you so much for joining us, CEO of the Master Plumbers Association in the ACT.
Thank you so much, Wilco. It's been lovely to talk to you.